This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks in Texas and require hospital admitting privileges for abortion clinics passed the state house by a 2-1 margin late Tuesday. Legislators leaving their chamber were greeted with raucous chants of shame by the minority of activists lobbying against the bill. Polls show Texans support the measure, and Governor Rick Perry has promised a special session for the Senate to consider the bill again. Denying food and water to someone being treated for urinary tract infection is a previously unthinkable form of abuse before development of the Liverpool care pathway. Yet the son of Gene Tullock believes there is just such evidence to suggest doctors did so in an attempt to hasten death. Authorities in Edinburgh, Scotland are investigating her death. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4ME. 877-HOPE, the number 4, me. In other news, a new Rasmussen poll shows support for abortion at its lowest level in 3 years, while support for the pro-life position is at its highest. And pro-life advocates warning that deaths are hastened for organ transplantation are pointing to a series of stories coming to light. ABC is reporting that one woman woke up to the sight of surgeons preparing to take her organs. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.